21 minutes after 7 on what's not a bad 22 degree day here. Beautiful. In Perth. 22, they're more than double than us in Adelaide. 45 degrees, very hot and sunny, is their forecast maximum today. That's why I call it, Millsy, the hottest non-desert capital city in the world.
I wonder if Brett Gage agrees with that. He's from the Bureau of Meteorology in South Australia. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Do you agree with that, that you are the hottest capital city in the world outside of a desert region?
We probably are. I reckon you guys would give us a bit of competition for that. But
We used to, Brett. Not anymore. You have smashed us out of the park in the last 10 years. Your weather's gone up, 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 and ours is sort of, I reckon it's come down a little bit, our maximum humid temperatures. Yeah.
Your temperatures seem to be on the rise. Is that true?
Yes, it's definitely true. We're definitely forecasting 40-plus temperatures more often than I know over the last 4 to 5 years, the number of records that we're reading out on radio has certainly increased substantially. So,
why, Brett? Yeah, what's changed?
Oh, well, it's climate change.
Where has the weather pattern changed, or what direction does the wind come from now that it didn't used to give you these hotter temperatures?
I think the wind directions are similar. It's just that the continent is heating up on average, and we're gradually climbing up, by a degree or so over the last 10 years. So our chief wind direction at the moment is from a north northeast. So what happens here? When we get a strong high pressure system in the Tasman Sea, that directs north to northeast winds down from the centre of the continent, and we've got a trough of low pressure which will move across the west of the state today. So between the high and that trough, the winds bring down all the hot air. Ooh. That's been sitting.
It's pretty hot there, Brett. 45 today is going to cool down. That's the good news for the people of Adelaide. Thanks for your time this morning.
The
reason why we wanted to make sure that it was 45, this place is giving away free beer if it does. Stephen Firth is the venue manager of the Red Lion Hotel. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you going, Jeff?
Good. How long are you going to give away free beer for? We got time to get over there?
I dare say it's only going to reach that temperature for a little bit, which means that, it won't be too prolonged, the free beer, we don't think. It's a promotion been running since last March. It worked well for us during winter, but we're probably going to have to pay our dues today.
Do you reckon you're the hottest place in the world?
At the moment, I would say so. And we're always a couple of degrees more outside of Adelaide anyway. Mm. We're about half an hour from Adelaide, so the CBD anyway.
Will you get complete strangers walking into your hotel today because they know you're going to give away free beer once the temperature
is 45? I'm looking at them lining up as we speak, people I have never seen before gathering outside the pub and, waiting to get in. So
they don't have to
it's going to be one of those days.
They don't have to drink that West End stuff, do they? They get real beer?
Well, it's native to us, but, Coopers is about the only Australian brewery now. I'm hoping a few people will give that a push. Yeah.
Hey, the Red Lion Hotel, if it gets to 45, free beer. Good on you, Steve. Thanks for having a chat. Try and stay nice and cool, mate. All the best.
Will do. Thanks, gents.
The Red Lion, by the way, was the name of the Aberdeen before the Aberdeen, but it was a venue that catered to a particular clientele, Steve.
What are you saying?
I'm saying they catered to a particular clientele.